dalla macchina.
Nutana mega nava navadala navaghana navaghana nutana ghana. This is called navaghana. Not too black, not too white.
Navaghana
means new cloud.
New cloud. Very well, very well. You are worshipping Gauru, very good. Gauru Gadadhar. Gauru Gadadhar. You are worshipping Gauru Gadadhar. Dhruna Gauru Gadadhar Charu Katha. That is Godruma. Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidhum. He is called Godruma Kanana Kunja. Godruma Kanana is considered a Kunja. And Kunja Vidhu is there. Gauru Gadadhar.
Kunja Vidhu, Gauru, Kunja Gadadhar, Bhakti Vinanda has written. Godruma Kanana, Kunja Vidhu, Gauru Gadadhar, Kunja Vidhu. Kunja means Vidhu, cave.
Then Mahaprabhu revealed himself as the Lord. Then he is weeping. He is weeping. Yes, where is my Lord? I saw Krishna. I saw Krishna now. Where is my Lord? He asked everybody. When Gadadhar came, he asked Gadadhar, do you know where Krishna is? Can you tell me where Krishna is, Gadadhar? Why? Because you are fortunate. From the boyhood, you are a devotee. But I am not a devotee, because I am married. Married. Now he said, Gadadhar, tell me where is Krishna. Then Gadadhar said, he is in your heart. He is in my heart. When he wants to open his body, heart, then Gauru Gadadhar. Gadadhar caught hold of his hand. No, no, don't be anxious. Krishna will appear. You stop crying. Then Sati Mata said, boy is very intelligent. Otherwise my boy would have died today. He would have opened his heart. Right. He saved. Now we should move.
Yes, yes.
Dharma-chattatvam nihitam guhāyam mahājano jena gatastapattha. Now, regarding dharma, the creator of this dharma is the Supreme Lord. And the Vedas and Smriti Shastras, they have got different views. And even Mahabharata has its own view. And the Rishi, sages, they have got different views. Now, how can you follow one path? That one path, how can you know and how can you follow? Then it is told, mahajano jena gatasya pantha, the margam, the path traveled by mahajanas. Who are those mahajanas? Swayambhu, Brahma, Narada, Shambhu, Shiva, Kumara, Sanat, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanat Kumara, Kapila, ಕಪಿಲಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮನು ಸ್ವಯಂಭುವ ಮನು ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಜನಕ ಭೀಷ್ಮ ಬಲಿಚಕ್ರವರ್ತಿ ಜಾತ್ ಸುಖದೇವ ಯಮ ಧರ್ಮರಾಜ್ ದೀಸ್ ವೆಲ್ ಮಹಾಜನಾಸ್
ದೇ
ಆರ್ ದ ಅಥಾರಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ನೋ ಧರ್ಮ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ದಮ್ ದೇರ್ ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರೀಚ್ ಅವರ್ ಸ್ಪಾಂಟೇನಿಯಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅವರ್ ಸಬ್ಲೈಮ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಆರ್ ವೈಕುಂಠ ವೇರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ರೀಚ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೈ ನೆವರ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಸದ್ಗತ್ವಾ ನಾನಿವರ್ತಂತೆ ಸದ್ಧಾಮಂ ಪರಮಂ ಮಮ ಸೊ ಟು ನೋ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಮಹಾಜನಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮಹಾಜನಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಈ ಸುಖಜೋ ಸುಖೇಂದ್ರ ಸುಖದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ಹಿ ಸೇ ಹಿ ಸೇಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ನೋ ಅದರ್ ನೋ ಅದರ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನೋ ಅದರ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಮಮಳಂ ಜತ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾನಾಂ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಯತ್ರ ಪಾರಮಹಂಸಮೇಕ ಮಮಳಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಪರಂ ಗೀಯತೆ ಯತ್ರ ವಿರಾಗ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಹಿತ ನೈಷ್ಕರ್ಮ್ಯಂ ಆವಿಷ್ಕೃತಂ ತತ್ ಶೃಣ್ವನ್ ಸುಪಠನ್ ವಿಚಾರಣ ಬರೋ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ವಿಮುಚ್ಯನ್ನರ ನೌ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಭಾಗವತ ಇಫ್ ಯು ರೀಡ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಭಾಗವತ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಮೆರ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ಎ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ದಿ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾಗವತ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಮಮಳಂ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಮಲ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಂಪ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಶುದ್ಧ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗುಣಮ್ಸ್ ರಜೋ ಗುಣ ತಮೋ ಗುಣ ಆರ್ ಸತ್ವಗುಣ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಿರ್ಗುಣ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ is nirguna and we want to know the Lord we must be nirguna that nirguna is to be properly understood if we read Bhagavatam under the guide of a Vaishnava then we can realize the truth now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years back And he says, Aradhyo Bhagavan, Brajesa Tamaya. He says to all of you worship Brajendra Nandan. Nanda Nandan. He is the son of Nanda. He was born to Vasudeva. How can you see a Nanda? Yes. He, Nanda, has a more devotional love. towards Krishna than Vasudeva. So, Nanda Nandan Krishna, who is Krishna? One meaning of Krishna, 100 meanings, 1000 meanings, I don't know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to one Acharya, Vallabha Acharya. He wrote that I have written details, the names of Krishna's meaning. Then he said, I have no time to listen. He gently avoided it, saying that I know only one, that Krishna is Nanda Nandan. Nanda Nandan Krishna. Nanda has got so much affection towards Krishna that Krishna has become his son, has become his slave. ಅಹಂ ಇಹಂ ನಂದಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಅಳಿಂದೇ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತುಳಸಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಒನ್ ಸ್ಕಾಲರ್ ಟು ಹೂಮ್ ಡು ಯು ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ He said, let others worship Veda or Smriti Shastra, I don't worship. I don't even worship Bhagavad Gita or Mahabharata. Then, where do you worship? Aham yam nandam bande. I worship only Nanda. Is he God? Yes. If I worship Nanda, if Nanda is pleased, I can easily see his son. If anybody, the Krishna is playing in the yard of Nanda, always playing. And now, if I go and request Nanda Maharaj, I have come to see your boy, then he will say, boy, somebody has come to see you. But if we directly approach, Krishna will never respond to you. If you say directly, I will approach. I have got tongue, I have got all senses, I am intelligent, I have studied everything, and I have got penance, austerity, or renunciation, everything I have got, I will approach directly. Krishna will close the door. We will never allow to come in and see him. But if we approach through his devotee, supreme devotee is Nanda Maharaj. There is no other devotee so much greater than Nanda Maharaj. Because Nanda Maharaj, whenever Krishna was playing with his playmates, Nanda Maharaj says, Krishna. Krishna hearing this, informs all his playmates, you boy, you go home. Father is calling. I am going. Now, he runs, father. Then, father, yes, take your bath and come, take food and be ready to go to the war. So, ahamiha nandam bande. Nanda has more affection towards Krishna than Vasudeva. More affection. So the Vatsalya Rasa you can find from Nanda. So Nanda could control Krishna through his devotion. If Nanda Maharaj says to bring those sandals, he bring the sandals. He bring that pot. He bring that cloth. Anything you say, the boy, do. Can you command the Lord? You cannot command the Lord. Who can command? A devotee like Nanda Maharaj can command. You cannot command. So, ahamiham nandam bande, just alinde parabrahma. Where is parabrahma? Parabrahman is not Vaikuntha. Parabrahman is not in all the scriptures. Parabrahma is not in the heart of a yogi. Parabrahma is not with other rishis. Where is he? He is playing in the yard of Nanda Maharaj. Now if you want Krishna, if you want Krishna, you must pray Nanda Maharaj. Mahaprabhu says, Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesatamaya. There also he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of you should worship Krishna. Who is that Krishna? Brajesa. Braja, Vrindavan. The master of Vrindavan is Nanda. Nandesatamaya. Nanda's son, Krishna. You must worship Nanda's son, Krishna. And how to worship? Brajabadhu again Jakalpita. Vrajabadhu, gopi, as they have performed their devotion towards Krishna, that way you have to follow. And what is the authority? You are saying this. Shall we to accept you or is there any other authority? Though Krishna is the supreme authority, yet he obliges. He says there is authority. What is the authority? Srimad Bhagavata. Srimad Bhagavata is authority. Now we have to admit that Bhagavata is authority. Without authority, whatever we say, it may not be approved or appreciated by all. Yes, when you go ahead in the court, yes, an advocate. Now he is arguing certain case. While arguing, he must quote the authority, the section and authority. Unless he quotes the superior authority, judge will never approve his argument. So Mahaprabhu says there is authority. I am not saying this, but the authority. Srimad Bhagavata, Pramana Mamalam. It is the pure Puranam. It is the authority. And it has nothing nothing material. Everything is spiritual. And Bhagavatam, Pramana Mamalam. Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam or Pancham Purusharta Pramanam Prayojana Prema. Prema Pumardho Mahan. Now you practice devotion. That devotion at the right stage, it is Prema. Just like Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. Bhakti is the supreme dharma. That bhakti, first we have to practice sadhana. What is our sadhana? Sravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, saksham, atmanivedana. These are the nine types of bhakti taught by Srimad Bhagavatam, which says that everyone should follow these nine steps, and gradually we have to follow. If we don't follow the steps, one by one we must pass. If we come to the last, adau sraddha, then sadhana, sraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nibhruti, nishtha, ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema. Now the tenth step, one by one you must go, without any hurdle, without any impediment, without committing any offense. Of all the offenses, the most dangerous offense is Vaishnava Aparadha. If you commit Vaishnava Aparadha, whatever little bhakti you have accumulated, it will disappear. There can be no bhakti throughout your life and future also gone, unless and until we approach the personality to whom we have to surrender and beg him, sir, we have committed offense at your feet, please excuse me. If he excuses, then you will get relief. If not, by the time he might have left this world. Now you have to weep, repeat namam and weep. And before the Lord you say that I have committed offense. But he is not available to whom I go and beg to choose me. So don't think nama, Krishna nama paradhar paraya vichar. If you repeat Krishna namam, there is these offenses. These offenses must be counted. You must, without offense, you must repeat it. And if you commit offense, then whatever you have practiced, it will go away. So, we must be very careful in repeating namam. And then, this namam is very merciful.
onu yakın dostu nam.
Mercy bu. Very mercy.
Yakın dostu.
Hani doğru. Yaz yazı devo. Devo ki nandan oyum. Yaz yazı Krishna Vrishamangsa Pradipa. Yaz yazı meyha Chamalokko Malanga. Yaz yazı Vrithi Bharanasa Mugandha. Sunvatasya Katha Krishna. Gunatasya Kathesitam. Nati Dirghena Kalena. Bhagavan Vishakya Vrithi. If you repeat Krishna, you hear Krishna and now you repeat it, incessantly you repeat without offense, then very soon Lord will enter into your heart and He'll occupy your heart. Your heart will be the throne of the Lord. You won't go from that throne. And then the Lord will be yours. And if I am He, Ami to tomar, tumi to amar, kikaj aparanane. O Lord, I belong to you. I have surrendered to you. I am yours and you are mine. I know you. I never know anybody except you. I have none. I am helpless. You are my father, you are my mother, you are my wealth, you are my knowledge. Everything you are, I have surrendered to you. I don't know anybody. I know you. By saying that, if I surrender Him, then the Lord in return will surrender you. As Nanda Maharaj surrendered. Now Krishna has surrendered to Nanda. As Yashoda surrendered to Krishna, now Krishna surrendered to Yashoda. Yashoda wanted to tie Krishna with a rope, but Krishna is anadi. He has no beginning, no end. How can He tie with a rope which has a beginning and end? And Krishna's body is normal. It is not increasing like Vamana avatar. Vamana, when he came to Bali Chakravarti, a dwarf, very beautiful, charming, and then Bali Shah. Oh, I am very fortunate. I am very fortunate. I am fully fortunate. And your arrival to our place, all are fortunate. And all are happy. Now, what do you want? If you want 3 worlds, I will give you. He said, no, I don't want 3 worlds. I want only 3 feet. 3 feet. According to my feet measurement, 3 feet. And that 3 feet will be 1 foot. 1 foot. What is this? I am the master of 3 worlds. You want 3 foot? Yes, we will be happy to receive that. Then his guru, his spiritual master came to him and said, you fellow, you do not know what is the harm waiting for you. You are doing harmful action. The moment you give 3 feet, then He will extend His body through 3 worlds. You cannot give Him 3 feet. And He said, sir, I have already promised. If I have promised, I have promised. I am afraid of deceiving the Brahmin boy. Yes. He asked, I have said already, yes, I will do. Now how can I withdraw it? Then the guru said, your fellow is suffering. You suffer. He went away. Now Vamana became very, very big. It's 1 foot He took all the Adhyan
face,
all one foot. Next foot, whole atmosphere, whole ether, whole air. Then, where is the other foot? Then he asked, Bali, you have promised 3 feet. Now, 2 you have given. Where shall I put? Because everything I have already taken with 2 foot. Your whole empire I have taken. Then, where is the third foot? Where shall I put? His head, please place it on my head. Then he placed. Now, when he did this, Vamana asked Garutmat to tie him with Varuna Pasa. So he was tied by the rope. Then all his favorites, all his servants, ministers, they all came and abused the Vamana. What is this? Our Lord has given you 3 feet, promised 3 feet you received. Why should you tie him? Then Bali said, no, you have no power. You cannot fight for my, because I have surrendered to him. My body I have surrendered. First empire I have surrendered. Now the body I have surrendered. So I am not here. Your king is not here. Bali is not here. I am he. So there is no question of arguing for me. You go. And then Lord said, oh, you have surrendered. Though you have given promised 3 feet, I have tied you. Yet you have never revolted against its decision. And you have accepted. Now I shall give you the in return. I will be always at your palace gate. You see me always. I surrender to you. You have surrendered, I surrender. Now in Sutra Loka, Bali is there, the empire is Sutra Loka. Now Vishnu stands, Vamana stands at his gate. Daily you will see. And this is called Atmanivedmana, surrender. The result of surrender is the Lord will fully surrender to you. If you surrender to the Lord, Lord will be yours. You can control the Lord. If you ask the Lord to do this, He will do that. Lord, don't do this, He will never. He will carry out your order. So like that, the devotion, people say, what devotion, what devotion? But the sublime stage, and the nectar that can be enjoyed, devotee can enjoy, a non-devotee cannot understand. Who can understand bhakto? Manmana bhavamad bhakto majjadi imam namaskuru. Gita conclusion, 18th chapter, Krishna says, the samam bonam, says, manmana bhava, always remember me, mad bhakto bhava. Be my devotee and serve me. Devotee without service, no devotee. You must do service. What service? Service means his body. Hursikena, hursikesa, sevanam bhakti ruchyate. These are our body, limbs. Organs or senses, through all our limbs, we must surrender to the Lord. If What is that surrender? With our eyes, we will see only the figure of Lord Krishna. With the ears, we will hear all His glory. With tongue, we will always take His food, prasad, whatever we offer. And always we repeat the glories of the Lord, always. Sing the glory, hear the glory, and head to prostrate before the Lord and the Vaishnava, and the body embrace the murtis and the Vaishnava. So his every limb, every organ, every sense was engaged in the service of the Lord. Who is that? Is Ambarish Maharaja. So we must become Ambarish Maharaja. Then Krishna will be pleased. But if we want to be a Vaishnava, first we have to surrender to the Lord. And without surrender, if you want to be a Vaishnava, it is only like a person in the theater. The theater of Kendal with a dress of a Vaishnava Narada or some Vaishnava. They will be acting, doing action. But that is actually, he is not a Vaishnava. Though they maintain formalities, but their inside, inner heart is not a Vaishnava. So outside, they picture one outside picture, no inside picture. Internally, we must become the servant of the Lord, internally. If we internally and externally, we follow and serve the Lord, Devan Mukhi Jivadu Swayaveva Suratana. If they become surrendered, complete surrender, then Lord's name, Lord's form and Lord's beauty or Lord's pastime, everything will dance upon the tongue of a devotee. Though devotee wants to control the tongue won't keep quiet. Tunde Tandavi Nimratim Bitanute, Tunda Vali Labdhaye, the devotee. The devotee. Who is that devotee? The gopi. All the gopis are followers of Radhika Devi. Now he is Madhishtari. To say Ishwari. Now, if the blessings of Ishwari, one can be a true follower of Radhika Devi, then she will serve Krishna. She will be allowed to serve Krishna, and she knows how to serve Krishna, and he will repeat the Nama always. Day and night, repeat Nama. Incessantly, repeat Nama. He becomes pure. And in the pure heart, pure tongue, he wanted to control repetition. No. So speedily he repeats Nama. Though you tie the tongue will repeat. As Haridas Thakur was repeating 3 lakh namam daily. Now the Muslim government ordered him not to repeat Krishna. Then he said, you cannot say so. I am repeating, it is my will. I am repeating. You cannot stop it. If you kill this body, destroy this body, if the tongue is there, tongue will repeat, don't stop. So such a determination, such attachment, Vedanamam one must have. If not, everything is a false. All our activity is a false activity. Our strain, mental strain or physical strain, in the name of devotion or devotee, everything is hopeless, no use. We must be determined to follow the Vaishnavas, always. Without association of Vaishnava, without the blessing of a Vaishnava, I cannot able to follow this path or repeat Nama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was repeating Nama daily, Sankirtan daily, only devotees, those who are pure devotees, they were allowed. No others are allowed. Others are out of the gate. There they want to hear the Sankirtan and see Sankirtan. No, Mahaprabhu never allowed. Who only devotees? Non-devotees are not allowed. One day, Shivas Pandit. How it is? Now Shivas Pandit's son suddenly died. And Mahaprabhu was performing Sankirtan in the front room. Now Mahaprabhu asked Shivas, anything happened? Misfortune, anything happened? He said, no sir, when you are in my house, I am all, nothing, no damage to me, no harm to me, no suffering to me, no loss to me, I am happy. After half an hour again Mahaprabhu said, Shivas, anything happened? Any accident? Nothing. Then other Vaishnavas were told, Shivas lost his son. When they were crying, Shivas went inside and said, why you are crying? Your boy died. Let him die. But if you now weep, then Mahaprabhu will stop his Sankirtan. So don't weep now. Early in the morning you will weep, when Mahaprabhu stops his Sankirtan. Throughout night he will be doing Sankirtan, dancing, singing, beating, not sitting. This is not Sankirtan. Sankirtan dancing, singing, and his instrument, and mudanga. Now, our Sankirtan, not even a drop. What is drop? What is that? Sweating. Our body, it doesn't sweat even a drop of water, because we never feel it, Sankirtan. They used to feel throughout the night. Throughout the night they will be dancing. We cannot do Sankirtan sitting for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour. No. Now Mahaprabhu, when he heard Shiva's son died, then Mahaprabhu says, how is your heart? There is no a sorrow. A man only feels sorry. The extension of sorry is to the son's death. Now the extreme suffering. Extreme suffering, that your son died, and you are dancing with us, singing with us. I have never heard about such a devotee who is able to maintain his, keep his heart still, and his dancing and singing. Though he lost his son, Is there any devotee in this world like Sivas? No. No one. Such devotees. Such devotees are allowed to sing with Krishna Mahaprabhu. That are Sankirtan. This is not Sankirtan. But yet, we are not fortunate enough to see such Sankirtan. Now we hear in the scripture, Kirtan-sakramuta, Anpadyavali, all different Vaishnavas, even automatic Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu was weeping. Mahaprabhu went there and touched the boy. The boy said, and told the boy, "Boy, where are you going?" Then the boy said, "Sir, I am fortunate. I see you. I heard your name Sankirtan. I was born in the house of Srivas Pandit. Now, according to my past karma, I was here for 12 years, 13 years. Now I have to go to other place. That I have no hand to control. I cannot stay. So you say, I cannot stay." The boy went away. And he also, Kekasya Pati Putradya, Mohe Vahi Karnam, Srivas also thought, "Who is my boy? I am not his father. He is not my son." But though we know this, but our affection towards the son is always there. And that son, whether he will respond to the love of the father, no guarantee. Today the father loves his boy and with maintaining the hardships, and he protects the boy, educates the boy. And boy is grown up, he never cares. The father and moves as he likes, and he becomes a drunkard. He will have sex. The father cannot control. But yet the father has an affection towards the child. But here, though he was a great Vaishnava, that he could not able to follow this method, certainly Vaishnava will follow. So Mahaprabhu was keeping mum. He cannot say anything. No words come out from your mouth. And how he is brave enough to do Sankirtan. This is how the tolerance a Vaishnava has is unaccessible to others. As Dhrunatabhi Sunita Tarorabhi Sahishna. The devotee is like a tree. If you cut the tree, it will never reject you. Never deny. Or if you want to cut the branches, take away leaves, or don't pour water and let it die. It has no harm. It only stands there to serve others. So also, a sadhu, a devotee, is living only to serve others. Not only his family members are Christian kin, but all. Not doing only human, humanity, even the beasts and birds. Also, he serves. There, the birds sit upon his body, because they know the man will never harm. So, the other animals or other birds and bees, they never harm to a sadhu. Why sadhu to remain in forest? Vanam tu sattika vasam. This is a vanam. No human is there. No human humanity man and woman is there, but here this is not a vanam. This is not such a vana, not such a forest. This is a playing forest for all these people. In the summer, they want to play, they have got their wagon, their homes, houses, a car,
to bring their house.
And they dance, they dance, they sing, they sleep, they take bath in the sea, and all enjoyment. It is all enjoyment, nothing but enjoyment. But actually, in India, we see many sacred forests are there, where all the emperors, those who ruled country for 50, 60, 70, 80 years, and at last they resigned and gave the power to their children and go to the forest. Going there, not enjoy. They never have one cloth only. Nothing, not even a glass, nothing water pot, nothing, no place, no chair, no asana, nothing. Like a person, a beast roaming in the forest, he also roams. When he feels hungry, only he eats, takes the leaves of the tree and drinks the water of the river. And no asanas, no pillows, no thoughts, nothing enjoyment. Though he is an emperor, he can arrange and sit and live in the forest. No, that is not the forest life. Forest life is forest life. In the forest, no cooked, nothing cooking. Who will cook? Where is the pot for cooking? So no cooking, only roots, flowers and fruits. Ripe fruit or unripe fruit or some leaves, soft leaves. That is their food. They have enjoyed all this food. But we, though we have enjoyed throughout our life, but in the old days also, we take a car and people line some cottages. That is not a cottage. That is a heaven-like cottage. They will be happy. Happily sleep, happy eat, and dishes, all dishes they enjoy. For enjoyment they come here. So this is not forest life. Forest life is, they must be always equality he has. He treats all alike. Even a serpent also knows him. Serpent will not come. He will see serpent is passing. It doesn't do any harm. A tiger is coming and going because tiger knows that he will never harm me. Should they harm me? So they treat all alike. They are called Vanantu Sattvikavasam. Almost all the sages, they used to remain in the forest. They won't save. And they have all their beards, mustaches, and hair grown up. That is called jata. They won't take oil bath. They won't take even in any cold time also. Only they rub this ashes of this wood, and burn the wood. The ash will be the doctor. That is only to protect cold. They do that. That's all. But they are happy. They never take anybody's reward. Never anxious to take from anybody for enjoyment. They don't want enjoyment. They already enjoyed throughout their life our renunciation. Prabhutiresa Bhutana Nibhudusha Mahapura. They have enjoyed. Now they must suffer. They suffer. And they will die. So now Kulthu Chakravarti Maharaja, he was the Adi beginning emperor Kulthu. And he has done lot of service. In the country, There was no water, no food, peace, no leaves, no fertile country, no water. Due to that, all cereals, rice, or wheat, or fruits, or vegetables, not available. The cows have no milk, because no grass, no food. Cows doesn't yield milk. And all the people, the scholars, they have become blunt, because their brain also was dry or dry. Now they cannot discuss anything, because no food. How can they survive? How can they do yajna? How can they repeat vedam? When Pulsa Chakravarti came, through his yoga, he has controlled, and through his effort, timely rain, when there were timely rains, all the crops, people used to have crops, and there were many, many mountains, and with the bulldozer, he has smashed the mountains and made the plains, so that the water make a tank, and people can cultivate the crop, and eat, and will enjoy. And cows are giving plenty of milk now. All the rivers full of water now. And all the Pandit scholars, they always repeat Vedam. They also do Dharma. They also do sacrifice, yajna, everything. All were happy. Within 10 years, all have become full, have enjoyed full happiness. Now they look like celestial, because food and health, everything is all right. To the Lord, His incarnation of the Lord, Prabhu Maharaja, through His blessings, in 10 years, all were happy. There was no beggar, there was no sufferer, there was no disease. All have gone. Now people are very happy. Then, after that, Sanak, among these 14, 12 Mahajanas, Sanak, Sanatana, Sanandana, Sanat Kumar, they are, now they came to him. And when they came to his house, his palace, the king had given his throne to sit. They all sat on the throne. Now they are sitting at the downstairs and begged them, "What shall I do your service?" Then they said, "You have done much service to the public. Now you cannot be always engaged in this. Now you go to forest. You do penance." Yes. Immediately, he accepted the proposal and announced it, that on certain day I will be going to the forest. Then all the subjects, they now appealed, "Maharaja, you have done so much service to us, why should you go to forest? We will go to forest. If you don't approve our request, then we will also go to forest." "No, no, no. Nobody should come to the palace. I will go alone. Then we will arrange that a house, like one called good small building. There you will eat, sleep. For your daily food we will arrange." "Don't do that." "No, nothing I will take. I will never take anything except my cloth. One cloth, no more than that. I will go to forest." Then the wife said, "I also will come. I am not going to serve you. You must serve yourself. And the forest, what can be? Now they went and for 6 months they used to take Ganga water and some leaves. And after 6 months, the husband died. And there are a lot of fuel. Now the lady collected all fuel heap and attracted the fire and placed that body on the fire. And when it was burning, he also went sat on that. That is the forest. Now the forests are there, they are sacred. If you go and enter the forest, that purity and sacredness will come to you. But here, no sacredness. You see all. They are opening their clothes, they are dancing and singing. Yes. These are all beasts. These are not human beings. Human beings. They are not dogs. Playing with the dogs, they are dogs. They have no God. So, our ancient scriptures, they always ask us, Vanam Pravishya, Vanam Pravishya, Prahlad Maharaj, when he was young, he was sent to Chandramarka and he was teaching him. Then, the boy was taken to his father, father placed him on his lap and he kissed his boy and asked the boy, what you have studied all these days? Please tell me. Then he says, in this world, those who are suffering, they should go to the forest and be happy. Now he is directly, indirectly attacking his father. Then Hiranyakashipu never told anything to him. He said, he called the teacher. You must be very careful. What is this you have taught to them? I never thought that you will teach this subject. Manangatoja Dharimastra teaches. He's a boy and he is responsible for all this empire. He is the eldest boy. Tomorrow he will be. He will be the king of this place. And if he says, go to the forest and worship Hari. Who has told you? If you have not told some other people, the followers of Vishnu or the Brahmin, they have come and they have hidden themselves in your party and they have thought, how could he get this knowledge? Then they said, sir, na swapranitam, na parapranitam, sudam badatyesam, tavendra satlo, Maharaja, please excuse us. We have not taught them this subject, nor anybody, the enemies of the demons, or devatas, or demigods, or Brahmins, or devotees have come without our knowledge and trained that nobody has come. Sutta Bhagavate is naisargikiyam. It is a natural, spontaneous knowledge. Nobody taught. He, of course, the Guru is teaching. But he hears, but never accepts, because he is full. Then he was in the mother's womb, Kayadhu, mother Kayadhu, in her womb, Prahlad was, for 100 years. She said, to Narada for 100 years till my husband returns from Penang. I must not deliver the boy. Boy must wake up inside. If he delivers the boy, then Indra will come and kill him. So, Narada, bless him. No, till your husband returns, they will never deliver. So that boy, Narada used to come and tell the philosophy, devotional philosophy, but the mother held. But when mother never remembers, ladies, they are Maya. They are easily, they are deceived and they want to deceive the male members. So they never remember all these spiritual thoughts. But the boy inside, he remembers. From beginning till the end, all the teachings, it was present in the mind. Now when he was born, he was always weeping and laughing. The boy, when he is weeping, they think that some disease, perhaps colic pain or some insect or some germ might have done any harm, but they cannot diagnose why he is laughing. He was laughing when he sees the Lord. When the Lord disappears, he is weeping. But how can people understand it? They have no knowledge about Prahlad's spiritual body. He is the great devotee. Such is Prahlad. Now Prahlad says, Bhakta, when the Lord offers him some boon, he says, why do you offer me boon, sir? I don't want any boon from you. I am your servant. I want your service. But don't deceive me by giving boon. I will never take any boon. You take something. No, I will never take. Is there any person like Prahlad in this world who can reject the boon given by the Lord? There is none equal to him who can give boon. Only he can give. And he just takes you. No, I don't try. He rejects. Who can reject? If you expect 1,000, suddenly 1 lakh has given to you. Do you reject that? No, it's a large blessing. But Prahlad says, Savai Bhrutya, Navai Bani. I am not a businessman. I am a servant. I want your service, Lord. Don't deceive me by offering money and wealth. I don't want it. No. Who will rule the country after your father dies? Now you must rule the country. Yes, I will rule the country, but I will never forget you. If I please bless me. Natha Joni Sahasresu, Jesu Jesu Pradamyam, Jesu Jesu Achalabhasti, Achatapta Sadhasti. O Lord, if I have to take birth, I'm no harm. I'm ready to take birth. But in that birth, let me not forget you. Always remember you. Step, every step. While you are eating, every item you eat, you must remember the Lord. How the Lord takes the devotee's offering. How? When Krishna went to Duryodhana, royal guest. Duryodhana was emperor, and with all golden plates, with high class preparations, was brought to Krishna. Krishna never looked it. He went away to Vidura's house, and there Vidura was absent. Her wife was there, but what she can give? Nothing. Krishna has come. No such valuable eatables are there, which she can offer. Nothing. She worthless something. Yes, Krishna accepted the dimensions. He never accepted the royal guest. আপনি আর দুর্যোধন না বলে তো দ্য লর্ড ওনলি টেকস হট ভদ্রম পুষ্পম ফলম দোয়ম এ লিফ and the fruit and little water. Whatever you offer with devotion, bhakti man prajati, bhakti. That is the without bhakti. Whatever your whatever valuable article you give, Krishna will never accept. And if bhakti is there, if you have no valuable article, you get one leaf from the tree, one little water from the well, and one fruit from your tree, Krishna arpana. Then Krishna says, oh, you have given me a lot. You have given me a mountain. What? The water of the well little and one leaf of the tree.
Leaf.
You are not purchasing. No hardship to get one leaf of the tree. A little water. You have given. I will give my heart to you, not my heart, my body to you. Tulasi dalamatrena jalasya chulukena va vikrinita sumatmana bhaktyabhya bhaktavatsala. Bhaktavatsala hai. Hey, what the bhakta says? He will follow. Putra vatsala. You see, where the father embraces his boy as out of affection, he keeps his boy on his head or in his shoulder. The boy passes urine, but he never appears for that because affection. It is affection. Hey, just now I have washed my water and the boy has passed urine. Now we must change. No. This act of affection, it is spontaneous. The Lord could bless us. And through His blessing, I can know what is bhakti, how to practice it, and how to approach a devotee, a spiritual master, or a devotee. That also will be taught, dictated by my Lord who is in me. He is called Chaitya Guru. He declared, I must always remember, Jalatya kena padena tishyatya kena buddhiman masamitya paramsanam purvamayatam. Now while walking, you put your left step, then fix it. Then you take your right and place it. And without seeing the place, if you put that step there, there may be some poisonous snake or poisonous some insect, and it will bite you. So you have to walk carefully. You see what is next. What is next? You must see and then put your... If there is a thorn, if you put your thorn, so lantern in your body, then you have to suffer. So whatever you do, you must know it. Without knowing blindly, you should not do anything. Know that. Step by step. Step by step. If you put one step towards the Lord, Lord will put step towards you. That is the submission. That is the surrender. If we totally surrender, if I walk towards Him, we will be coming to you. This is an etiquette. I don't know whether Western countries have it. In Eastern countries, a guest, a respectable guest has come. And now, to whom, to meet whom he has come, when he got down from the car, the person to whom meet he has come, he also will get down from his from his high place and receive the person coming from this lightly from the car. This is called etiquette. He will never sit. No. Because he may be a great officer, he may be a great man, but greatness only can be there understood there if he comes forward to embrace. He goes to submit. Now the gentleman comes forward to embrace him. That is called etiquette. That Krishna, when you go to Krishna, Krishna will come forward to embrace you. When you want to offer him, Krishna will come. And with devotion, if you offer everything, Krishna will come and take whatever you have. Only devotion is there. When there is no devotion, it is a show. So many, so that others may see, oh, he is a great devotee, he is doing this. But that is not accepted. Sudama, his friend, classmate, Krishna's classmate, he took part in life. In his armpit, in a small piece of cloth, he tied that. And he has no bag, no cloth, upper cloth, only one kopina. And he traveled, he came to Dwaraka. There are 7 gates. The gatekeepers never ask him, where are you going? Have you got any passport? Nobody asked. Because Dwaraka, all our devotees, they know that he is a devotee. He is a devotee. Because all of them are Dwaraka, all of them are devotees. They have got full knowledge. They could understand this. He is the classmate of Lord Krishna. When he reached, after crossing the 7 gates, reached inner apartment. Inner apartment, when Rukmini Krishna was, he, Krishna saw from a long distance, my classmate is coming. It is he, his classmate, 50 years, 60 years back, not now. But yet, he saw my classmate is coming. One piece of kopina, nothing else. No dressing, no washing, no soap, no cloth, no dress. Immediately he came from that compartment and carried his friend and went inside, placed him on the throne of the Lord and washed his feet, cold water was brought once in, and that filled was water was distributed to all the Rani's queens gave speech was of the Lord Krishna, that is called Charanamrita. Everybody, if you go to temple, you must take that Charanamrita. Now Krishna is taking the feet wash of Sudama and taking, putting that on his head and mouth. So this he answered, no monopoly, don't think that Lord Krishna is always a Lord, but he that Lord Krishna become the servant of the servant. He is servant of Aham Bhakta Paradhina, he says, I am the servant of my servant. Those who serve me, they are not my servant. Those who serve through my servant, they are just serve my servant. They are better servant. So this you must realize. So the Krishna's power and Krishna authority, we can realize only when with all sincerity, cultivate devotion. Cultivate devotion. Then only you have. Mahaprabhu says, Harinama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalau nas level, nas level, nas level. Now we have to start. Mantas or better, better. Or Bhajan Bhavanta Pantanam Pavanandha. Now this forest has become pure. Vaishnavas perform the Sankirtan here. Ever since the creation of this forest, did any Mahatma come here and do bhajan? Nobody can say. No bhajan. It is only picnic, picnic. A place of picnic. No place of sincere devotees and new devotees coming here and talking about the glories of the Lord or singing the glories of the Lord and dancing. No. Now from today onwards, this Lord sanctified. Please be sanctified.
Ona je posvećena danas na dalje.
Prije. We have got small houses. Car.
Car.
Because the season, hot season. So they want to enjoy. What is the use? You will die. Death is there. What enjoyment can be helpful to you? You will die. Die. They must know this. And to let them know, we voluntarily come here. It is the Lord's wish. Krosia. Krosia. I said people are not properly trained in devotion. They want proper teaching and devotion. They have got little faith. Enlightened. And kindled. If you put that petrol lamp to kindle this, must kindle it. That
quality.
You don't get any smell. And if you put that light here, then this, the fragrance will come out. So the devotees must be there to bring that light. The fragrance. They will distribute that fragrance to you all by the light. Put it.
Now, I am seeing.
You start from us too. Krishna will be pleased to have the devotees.
This is the Jagannath. Bhakti Baba Puri Maharaj je donio sa sobom knjige, više knjiga. Dvije velike knjige, jedna se zove Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vrindavan Das Thakura, onaj koji nije vidio i čuo.
There's
a druga je božansko ime, obe dvije su na engleskom.
The drinks?
Božansko ime govori o svetom imenu. Jako je moćna, puna duhovne snage, opisuje sve ono što treba znati u vezi sa svetog imena. Govori o zabavama Haridasa Thakura, govori o tome kako prakticirati, kako pjevati sveto ime, kako izbjegavati uvrede i sve u detalje i najzad što je srž pjevanja svetog imena. Predivna knjiga, jako inspirativna. Kada čitate ovu knjigu, nećete se zaustaviti mantra i pjevati svetog imena. I onda ima mali knjiga o šest goswamima, o Mahaprabhu.